Yeah, it's hard to understand, mate. Certainly at 19-3, it looked as if it was the game was there for the winning. But, I mean, you always knew there was going to be a backlash because at half-time, I mean, the South African crowd give their team, I tell you, some roasting going off. There wasn't too much applause, I can assure you. And certainly the couple of changes were made. Certainly Whitley coming on in the back row made a big difference. And also their winger, who then scored one of the tries. But I think, mate, it's a culmination of a lot of things. I mean, you know, that's, we have to be honest and think back that Joe Smith did sort of stick in a few changes. Craig Gilroy played in the wing, and you have to say, and a young Stuart Olding was in the centre. Quinn Rue, who came into the second row, Ruddock in the back row. Henderson moving to number six. But, you know, I mean, it was still quite an inexperienced side when you consider they're out in South Africa playing against one of the three top sides in the world. And they were the culmination of maybe 19-3 up, and certainly the Springboks in the second half did up their game. In the first half, Ireland dominated. Their first up defence was absolutely brilliant, and I read in a lot of the papers that the players are very, very, very impressed by Andy Farrell and his defensive coach. So hopefully Andy Farrell, given another 6 months by the time the Six Nations come round, that we'll see the line speed that we saw from England as well against Australia yesterday. But just generally, Miles, you know, you have to consider that first game. They played an hour and 50 minutes with 13 players and 60 minutes, and a good lot of those players were still out there yesterday. And I should have said Tadhg Furlong, who came on a tight head prop, and I was very, very impressed with him. I know Mike Ross has been the stable man in that scrum, but Tadhg Furlong yesterday, up against the beast, as we call him, he was certainly good. And the Irish scrum, you know, it's not often you see a South African scrum being put back, and I'm sure Rory Best and Jack McGrath deserve great credit for that one. But overall, Miles, I think it's a matter that possibly they made a few mistakes. Fatigue set in that last 20 minutes. They fell off a couple of tackles that they didn't fall off in the first hour, and these things happen. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was only 32-26, which is fantastic for a side to go out to South Africa and score 26 points. They now realise that it's all or nothing next week. Joe Smith will probably be picking from a full-strength squad, although Robbie Henshaw took a bang in the shoulder. But if Henshaw isn't available, well, you know, Luke Marshall will be coming back. But as I say, the young guys who came in all did well. The experienced boys, certainly Jared Payne, Trimble, Conor Murray is slightly below par, but Jamie Heaslip again had another tremendous game. Paddy Jackson once again has shown how good he was and all. Missed a couple of kicks, but I mean, they were from about the halfway line. So at the end of the day, you know, he kicks 6 out of 8. Two very, very good conversions from wide out. Overall, I'm sure they must be absolutely gutted, Miles, at 19-3 up. Even worse than that, they were 26-10 up when they came back that time with Jamie Heaslip getting the touchdown from the 5-metre line-out rumble. And they must have thought then, but, you know, it's one of those games. South Africa got on a roll, and it doesn't take much in rugby for a couple of tries to go on. All of a sudden, you're in a back foot, and all the preparation and all the patterns just, you know, all of a sudden go. And put it this way, you're playing at altitude, which is another thing we've got to remember. You know, when you come from a country like ours, like Ireland, you're not used to temperatures that they have there and playing at 5,000 feet. So all in all, I mean, I think fatigue set in maybe in that last 10 minutes. But from my point of view, I think that this has been a fantastic tour for Joe Smith and for the team. And as we discussed last week, you know, a lot of those players that have done so well in the last 2 weeks would not have been there had it not been for injuries. So it's great to see the depth and strength, and maybe a lot of the sort of established players now realise maybe that their position is not what it was 3 months ago.
Yeah, that's very good to blood new players, and that's critical. And as you say, it's given Joe Smith a chance to see them, and they're living up to international expectations.
Well, you know, that before this tour, Miles, and after the Six Nations, which, you know, was not all that successful. Yes, there was good results against Scotland and Italy in the last two games, but one has to be fair and say they were probably the two lesser sides in Six Nations. But, I mean, everybody, you know, I think that loves their rugby and follows the Irish team realised, you know, this was not the sort of trip maybe that you needed to at this time of the year. Haven't been playing rugby from about last July or August, but the warm-ups for the World Cup. But, I mean, it's been, successfully wise, it's been fantastic because, you know, it'd be different if they were losing games by 30 and 40 points. You know, you take the Wales situation. Now, Wales have lost both their games, but on both occasions I've watched them. It's been 10 and 15 minute spells by the All Blacks that have really lost the game for them. England at the moment, of course, are on a high because of beating Australia yesterday. A fantastic performance defensively. And certainly if they can beat Australia 3-0, that certainly lifts the whole northern-southern hemisphere argument back again. But from Ireland's point of view, I think Joe Smith will have been delighted with these first two matches. And, you know, I wouldn't back against them not winning next week again. They have everything to play for. Then at least after next Saturday, they can hang their boots up. They can go out and enjoy themselves and relax and give themselves another 6 weeks before they start back again. But overall, I think it's been a very, very successful tour. And certainly, I could list 8 or 9 names that have played in this tournament, and certainly have not looked out of depth and have not let the number in their back let the jersey down.
Who would you play next Saturday? Would you make many changes from the team yesterday, or would you go back to the original team? And of course, CJ Stander going to be joining them.
Well, CJ Stander, of course, is a big bonus coming back. It's good to see Sean Reedy get on yesterday for at least 15, 20 minutes. He has played very well for Ulster this year, and certainly that will give him a lot of confidence for the next season. I would imagine that the back line will possibly, Ayres may come back in, depending for Gilroy. Although Gilroy yesterday defensively proved the point to Joe Smith. I mean, there were question marks maybe against his defence, but yesterday he certainly, pardon me, especially from the dropouts, on 3 occasions he was the man to take the ball from the dropout and to drive forward. And I can assure you, Miles, when you're driving forward with that South African pack coming, it's not something that you would envisage too often. But I would think if Robbie Henshaw is injured, I imagine Luke Marshall will come into the centre. If Henshaw is fit, then I think Marshall will come in to partner him. Stuart Oling had a very good game yesterday, but I mean, he is short of game time. He's had 2 big injuries, and you don't really want to put him into that physicality unless it's necessary. Trimble, I think Keith Ayres will come back on the wing. The halfbacks obviously remain the same. I would like to see him go with Jack McGrath, Rory Best. I'd love Tadhg Furlong to have another game, especially against the Beast, as we call him, Mataraya, because, you know, he is somebody that has given a lot of problems to many people. I can remember being out in South Africa in 2009 when he absolutely destroyed the Lions front row in the first few scrums. So Furlong, you know, if he gets the confidence to take somebody of that prestige on, it'll do him great. Second row will be interesting to see. Will he put Henderson back into the second row along with Toner, or will he bring in Delan, Quinn Roo? I mean, there's quite an option. Obviously, CJ Stander, who will come back with Jamie Heaslip. Maybe he'll give Heaslip a wee break and maybe put him on the bench and bring him on then after an hour or so, depending on his going, because he's at 2 very hard games. So there's a lot to play for at this moment in time. But, considering the number of players who had to cry off, and as I say, the squad that he took out, it's fantastic that he really doesn't, it really doesn't matter, and I think he quoted this, who he plays next week, because he's got great confidence in them. And to be quite honest with you, Joe Smith would not have made that statement 4 weeks ago, because, you know, I don't think he had the confidence in some of those players that he now sees what they've done in South Africa, and that can only be good for they as players and the squad in general.
You mentioned Quinn Rua there. He came in and, ahead of Alton Delan. Were you surprised at that? And what did you think of his performance?
Yeah, I did, Miles. And apparently the reason that he did come in, he apparently is going to Leinster next year. Because surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, he was having difficulty getting into the Connacht side.
That's correct.
But
yeah,
they picked him. They apparently on the right, he scrummages on the right hand side, and apparently he is a tremendously strong scrummager. And they, you know, going in behind Tadhg Furlong, it obviously helped him greatly. So I mean, you know, that's another option that he has.